Tracy and I ended up not going to the Kanye West listening session. After we had sex, neither one of us wanted to fill in the fade, so we just laid there in the grass and watched the live stream on our phone. I canceled my trip to Miami. I didn't want to leave her. I mean, how could I? Why should I? We played house for a week and it was time well spent. I met her cool ass friends who had all heard nothing but great things about me. They kept asking me when I was gonna move to Atlanta so that I could live happily ever after with their best friend. Being back home felt weird. It felt empty. I was lonely. Something was missing. We talked all day, every day. Texting, talking on the phone, or FaceTiming.
Yo, I really can't wait to see you. We're gonna have a good fucking time.
What are we doing while I'm there? Do you have any birthday plans?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never really done much for my birthday. Maybe get something to eat, but that's it.
Come on now, Tevin.
What?
I'm not good with this at all. We're gonna have to change this.
What are you talking about? Change what?
Change your stank attitude about celebrating your birthday. You're acting like it's just another day, and it's not.
Well, you should help me celebrate then.
I definitely plan to help you.
Thank you, baby.
And I'll be there on Friday night.
Yep.
So you need to make sure that everything's clean and presentable and ready for me. Can you do that?
Yes, baby.
You do have a bed and furniture, right?
Tracy, you know damn well I got a bed. You done seen me in my bed before. You trying to be funny?
Not at all. I just know men tend to be real lazy when it comes to decorating.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a virtual tour? Would that shut you up?
Nope. I'll see it when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do you want for your birthday?
Some pussy.
Oh. How do you want this pussy?
I want to do some sensory play. I kind of want to see how you respond to not having control.
So, let me get this straight.
What's up?
For your birthday,
mm-hmm.
You want to focus on me.
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Not at all, baby. I'm down to do whatever you want.
Good. I want you to wear a very specific outfit and wear your hair a certain way.
What is it you want me to wear?
I'd like for you to wear a matching black lace bra and panty set, some black stilettos, and a black cocktail dress that stops above the knee.
And what about my hair?
A long ponytail, preferably to the middle of your back. I know that's a lot, but can you do that for me?
I can definitely do that.
Hell yeah.
We're
gonna have a good ass time.
Wait.
What?
You want me to drive 8 hours in a cocktail dress?
Look, I don't care what you drive in. I just know what I want you to show up in. You smart? I'm sure you'll figure something out.
Ugh, fine.
It was finally Friday. I had told Tracy to be at my house at 8. I looked at my phone and saw that it was 8:01 and she still wasn't here. I got up to look out the window and saw her sitting out front in the car. She looked up and saw me staring at her and started to move faster. She shoved her clothes into a bag, checked her makeup in the mirror, and got out the car looking exactly how she was supposed to. Sexy as fuck.
Sorry.
Don't try and rush now. You're already late.
There was an accident on the highway and it threw me off schedule. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to be on time.
It's all right, baby. Don't worry about it. You look fucking beautiful. Damn.
Thank you.
Nah. Thank you for coming.
Where do you want me?
In the living room. There's a chair in front of the coffee table. Make yourself comfortable. I'm gonna head to the kitchen to get you a glass of wine.
You don't have anything stronger?
I do. But you'll have wine. Now go make yourself comfortable. I'll be in there in a second.
Yes, sir.
Just so you know, you have all the power tonight. You control what happens and how far we go.
Okay.
I do need your consent, though.
Consent to do what exactly?
To make you orgasm without touching your pussy.
Wait, what? Orgasm without touching my pussy?
You heard me.
You can do that?
Give me consent and you'll find out.
I give consent. You can do whatever you want.
Good. We will need a few safe words, though. Just in case.
Okay. You have them already?
I do. Green means keep going. Yellow means slow down. Red means stop. Purple means sensory overload.
Got it. Can I know what's in that box on the table? It looks important.
We're gonna get to that. Don't worry about it. Nothing in here will hurt you. Do you trust me?
More than I think you know.
Good. Now get undressed. She stood up and pulled the hip-hugging black dress over her head. She was left in her matching bra panties and stilettos. My eyes glazed over her body. Staring into my eyes, she removed her bra and panties and sat back down. I stood there staring at her. Fine as fuck.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable. It's just... beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you mind if I tie you to the chair?
Yes, you may.
I could tell that she was nervous, but very much intrigued. I tied the satin ties around her wrists and the arms of the chair tightly, but not too tight.
Wow.
I then tied her ankles to the legs of the chair.
Wow.
They aren't too tight, are they?
No, they're fine.
All right. Do you mind if I blindfold you? She looked at me, bit her bottom lip, and nodded yes. I placed the satin blindfold around her eyes, gently tying a secure knot, allowing her ponytail to hang. Her breathing sped up. She was nervous. Nervous is good, baby. Just remember that you control all of this. I'm gonna do a little sensory play with you. All right?
Sensory play?
Yeah. When you take away one sense, the others are slightly heightened.
Makes sense.
Now, tell me, what do you hear? Tracy focuses on the music playing in the background.
A cover of Usher's Can You Handle It?
That's it.
Has music always been playing?
Yes, it has. Now tell me what you smell.
You smell so good, like cinnamon and bourbon.
You're good. Now tell me, what do you feel? I slowly glided a feather down the curve of her neck. She inhaled and exhaled deeply. I dragged the feather over her shoulders, then across her chest. She started readjusting herself in the chair. Her pussy was wet. I
rub the feather between her thighs. With each pass, I got closer and closer to her pussy lips.
Oh shit, green, 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 green.
Tell me, how does it make you feel?
It feels so good, so fucking good.
Does it?
Why'd you stop?
Hold on for a second.
I stopped and went to the cooler to grab an ice cold bottle of water. I took a drink, then began to blow cold air on her pussy. Her body immediately tensed. She moaned. I took another sip, then blew. The cool sensation was driving her crazy. She tried to back away, but between being tied up in my firm grip of her thighs, she wasn't going anywhere.
Oh. Sir.
Yes.
Why did you stop?
You gave me control, remember?
You know I want you to fuck me, right?
Yeah, I can tell. But I told you I wasn't touching you, though. This is gonna sting a little.
Sting?
Yeah. It's a riding crop. Just a little sting. Do you trust me?
I don't like pain.
It's not that bad, I promise. You'll like it. May I?
Yes.
I lightly tapped the crop on her outer thighs in a fast, consistent rhythm. Her breathing got heavier. I made my way down her legs, then back up her inner thighs. The closer I got to her pussy, the faster her breaths got. I grabbed her ponytail and pulled her back before tapping the crop on her pussy. I started whipping her pussy faster and a bit harder. Her moans echoed through my house. You would have thought we were fucking.
And you said you didn't like pain. Look at you.
Shut up. I'm about to come.
Go ahead.
Come.
Come for me.
I whipped her pussy harder and faster. She raised up in the chair as the orgasm took over her body. She was screaming yes and green over and over until her pussy released all over the chair and the floor. Her body was shaking. Mission accomplished.
Breathe, baby. You might be really sensitive to touch, but I'm gonna untie you and lay you on the couch. How do you feel?
In love. In fucking love.
That's good. That's real good.
To explore more of that, if it's okay with you.
Hell yeah. I was hoping you'd say that. Look, I want to share something with you, but I don't know if you'll think it's corny or not.
What is it?
Voice notes.
Voice notes? Voice notes?
Yeah, voice notes.
Of what?
Of me.
Of you doing what?
To keep our conversations from being just about sex, I recorded these voice notes in my phone whenever I was horny.
Oh, really now?
Yes, really.
How many of them is it?
Not many. Maybe like 5 or 6.
Send them to me.
Right now?
Yes, now. Oh. I want to lay in your bed and listen to them while I touch myself.
Oh, shit. Alright.
I can kind of use it like guided masturbation, almost. Like you're telling me what to do. Just like tonight. I couldn't see you, but boy, could I feel you. This'll be the next best thing.
That's crazy you called it guided masturbation. Because that's exactly what I wanted you to use them for. Audio for you to masturbate to.
Perfect. I'm gonna lay here and do just that. And you're gonna watch me.
Bet. I'm with that.